Well, all right. Hello, everybody, and welcome to Dr. Gina's Radio Chat. Oh, my goodness. I am feeling happy, funny, excited. I am feeling good. Today, we got a really good show today. I love today's show. We got big time funny, big time funny. We got Country Wayne, Prince Tay. We got Jordan Jackson. We got my main man, celebrity comedian A-Train coming on with us right off the top. Right off the top, they coming and bringing us funny, talking about Jacksonville, Florida. Hey, Jacksonville, got nothing but love for you. Listen, they're going to be coming on talking about the tax refund tour going down in Duval, Jacksonville, Florida. Is getting ready to go down. I am missing all of the popping comedy shows in Jacksonville. Jacksonville is holding it down in comedy. I got to say that. And it's going down this Friday at the Union Theater. Again, the tax refund tour, Jacksonville, Florida, with internet sensation, comedian, Country Wayne, and my main man, celebrity comedian, A-Train, holding it down in Jacksonville, Florida, and Jordan Jackson, comedian Jordan Jackson. And it's a beautiful day in Jacksonville, 79 degrees, getting ready to go all the way up to a whopping 88. You know what? Let me pack my bags and get me their private jet, because I need to be there right now, right after this show. I want to be in Jacksonville. Jacksonville is popping. Listen, in Dallas, we got a sunny 57 degrees right now, going all the way up to 66 degrees. It's beautiful there. Richmond, Virginia, you're right around the corner, right in the neck of my neighborhood. It's 79, it's 73 degrees right now, but you are expecting scattered showers and a high of 79 degrees. Detroit, Michigan, where I am from, my hometown. Shout out to Detroit. I want to give a shout out to Patrick Petit, the owner of Petit's Cheesecake, right there in Oak Park, Michigan, where I went to high school at, and middle school and elementary school, right over there. Go and check out Petit's Cheesecake right over there near you. They also got one in Bloomfield Hills. I'm giving a shout out to Detroit, Michigan, because you guys are 53 degrees, and that's half of y'all in 1st of March. But you're cloudy at 50, high 56 degrees today. And Washington, D.C., hey, I just came from the gym, worked it out. Now I'm on the booth. D.C., we are a 67, partly cloudy, going up to 71 degrees with showers, but it's still a beautiful day. Listen, this week has been absolutely amazing. I'm so happy and so proud of comedian A-Train for all that God is allowing him to do in Jacksonville, Florida with comedy. I'm so excited. I want the world to know that he's a clean comic, but he is a funny comic. He's funny, clean. He is storytelling. He's impromptu. He's the best. He's a host. He's funny. And so he's got favor there in Jacksonville, Florida at the Ritz Theater. He's doing hosting shows and bringing other comics in. And if you are in the area, I'm telling you, all over the world, if you ever go to Jacksonville, Florida, make sure you look up Ritz Theater, A-Train Experience, and see what's going on with your comedy and get your tickets and have a great time. Every show is a good show. Also, I'm super excited because he had a very tickets sold out this weekend, past weekend. I couldn't be there. I missed my brother's show last Friday, but this Friday, the tax refund tour is coming this Friday. So back-to-back Friday, who doesn't like to laugh, is going down. But something happened with me, which was really good, again on Monday. Y'all got to pray for me now because my nerves doing that Facebook Live. It's getting better, but God has put it on my heart to do Excel with Gina R. Prince, and it has been amazing. A lot of responses, positive energy, a lot of revelation, a lot of impartation, encouragement, inspiration, a lot of transparency. God has really placed it on my heart to really, really expose what he has done in my life and the experiences that I've had. I'm 48, so it's a lot to tell, and it's based off of my book, Keys Against the Enemy, that's coming out this spring. So I just want you guys to tune in Facebook Live, tune in. If you can't join me, I know I'm booked up on my personal page, 5,000 followers, but I am available on Dr. Gina's Radio Chat Facebook and also Health and Soul, My Health and Soul Fitness page on Facebook. And I go on live Mondays at 7 p.m. on Dr. Gina R. Prince on Facebook every Monday at 7 p.m. And it lasts as long as, you know, the flow is going. No particular time, but I tell you what is good is right after your nightly news and right before your primetime show. So it's a good time, 7 p.m. So I hope to see you there live. Tell everybody there. And I do communicate with you and the audience. If I get a good audience going at the same time, I love to communicate, answer your questions, any comments you may have. I love to communicate with you there on Excel with Gina R. Prince. Without further ado, here on Dr. Gina's Radio Chat, we got our first guest. We got our first guest talking about the tour. A-Train, are you on with me?
I'm right here. What's going on, sis?
All right. And then we got welcome Prince Tay.
Hey, what's up, everybody? How y'all doing?
And we got Jordan Jackson.
Hey, what's going on? How's everybody?
Everybody's good. Listen, I'm so glad that you guys can join on because we're talking about nothing but Jacksonville, Florida, right? We want to talk about Jacksonville, Florida. We want to talk about how y'all getting ready to tear it up, bust people's ribs open this Friday. But I want to start off with you, Prince Tay, because Country Wayne had a situation this morning.
Yeah, he had to get right for Jacksonville. He couldn't make it. So he wanted to get all fly and everything before he hit Pepper Pot. But he told me to fill in for him.
All right. Well, that's fantastic. And we already know that you always do skits and stuff with him and everything. And he's been on Dr. Gina's Radio Chat once before talking about a show. But Gainesville, I think it was. But the thing is that I love the fact that you all are brothers and that you travel with him and everything. And so you can kind of fill in with A-Train and Jordan on, you know, you and A-Train, because you guys did Gainesville together, right, A-Train?
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, Jordan was there, too.
Oh, Jordan, you was there, too?
Yep.
Okay, y'all traveling in packs, bringing on Funny. Okay, well, this is great. Well, Prince said, we already know that Country Wayne been back-to-back-to-back-to-back. I don't even know if there is a rock unturned that he ain't been at yet. And I know that if he gets some time off, he got to get himself together and do some things and catch up on business and stuff like that. So that's totally understandable. Can you tell the listeners how you and A-Train, can y'all talk about how the last show went? And A-Train, you could pretty much tell the listeners about how everything went in Gainesville, Florida.
Absolutely. Well, I know the show that we just did, Valentine's Day in Gainesville, was like crazy, man. Gainesville and the surrounding, you know, counties and cities, they came out, you know, to the show. And you know how it is. Country Wayne, he's doing his thing, and he's a good dude, good brother. And anytime they hear that he's going to be in town, man, they come out and grow. You know what I mean? So the energy in the house was crazy. It was mad love. Jordan Jackson, he did his thing as usual. You know, Barbara Carlisle, she was on that show. She ripped it up. And then, of course, you know, I did my time. And then Country Wayne came out. And, man, I'm telling you, it was a real tight show. It was diverse. You know what I'm saying? You had all age groups up in there. And that's what I want Jacksonville to know, too, for this weekend. Man, this audience is broad. I mean, whether you black, white, you know what I'm saying, young, old, you know, whether you like R&B, you know what I'm saying, whether you like, you know, blues, you know what I'm saying, the comedy that came across that platform, it was able to communicate to, like, all genres. And it was a dope show to be a part of, man.
Well, listen, you know, you've worked with Country Wayne before, right? A-Train before Gainesville, Florida, right?
I did. The first time that he came here to Jacksonville, it was myself, Terry T. Harris, and Country Wayne. And we did this show together out on the west side. And, man, you know, that's the first time I had actually got a chance to see him live, you know, and see him doing his thing outside of Facebook, you know. And I even had people to hit me up. It was like trains, like, you know, so how is Country Wayne? Is he, you know, he's the real deal? I was like, hey, man, this brother's the real deal stand-up. You know what I'm saying? It's like, you'll enjoy his show. He did his thing on stage. You know what I'm saying? He ripped it. The crowd enjoyed it. And we had a good time. So when I got an opportunity to roll with him again in Gainesville on Valentine's night, you know, I was ready and I was just honored to be a part of it because, like I say, you know, comics love rolling with other comics. And Country Wayne is definitely that comic, you know, who can hold his own on the stage. And I'm saying that so that our listeners would know. It's like, man, I've never seen him live before. Well, listen, if you're enjoying him on Facebook and social media, you know, that can't compare to what this dude do on stage and how he comes out with energy. And I'm telling you, when you're in a room like that and he's drawing a crowd like that, it's dope for me as a comedian and other comedians to be in the midst of that, feeding off that energy. So, Jacksonville, come on out, man. Rock with us Saturday.
Yes, I need Jacksonville to come on out. Listen, I'm loving the fact that it's just a string of comedy going on in Jacksonville. I'm just like, okay, when am I going to pack my stuff and move right on to Jacksonville, Florida? Because it's like popping right now. Jordan, have you worked with A-Train? With Country Wayne before or A-Train?
That was my first time working with A-Train, but I've been on the tour from day one with Country Wayne.
Okay. Because I was in Baltimore. Were you there in Baltimore?
Yep.
You were in Baltimore? I didn't even see you in Baltimore. I didn't see you in Baltimore when he was in Baltimore. The last time he was in Baltimore, you were in Baltimore?
Oh, the last time? No, no, no. We've been to Baltimore twice. So, no, not the last
okay.
time. Oh,
okay. Yeah. So okay, I was getting ready to say. What'd you say, Jordan?
I said, we done been to so many cities, I can't even keep up with it. But, yeah. You know,
that's
when you come
gotta
to a Country
be amazing.
Wayne show, yeah, you come to a Country Wayne show, you're gonna get the Country Wayne experience. That's guaranteed. It's nothing like no other thing that you've seen before. So it's just a great experience. And you know, Jacksonville, you know, I'm no stranger to Jacksonville. The Mike Benn show has been there a time before, and of course my great friend Keisha Brown, RIP, is from Jacksonville. So I know the area a little bit.
Well, you done heard it. Listen, Jacksonville, everybody's ready. Now, Prince Tay, you know I'll be trying to see. Are you going to be ever a part of the skit or you just, you know, the behind
the
scenes?
I've been paying the baby down for a couple months right now. Tell him, Joy.
Oh, yeah. Take one up and see this thing. I'm trying to get to go back on that stage, though. You know what I'm saying?
Wait, Prince Tay was on stage? I missed it.
Nah, it was like sleep on him now. You bent that entire queue, I would
have
been out by then. It wasn't that long.
It was
like 2 seconds. Clean up
a
spill on the stage.
Yeah, the people may see him. He may come out. He may come and do his thing in Jacksonville. You might as well take give him a little taste.
Yeah, Tay, come on, give him a little taste. And listen, A-Train, make sure you record a little bit of it because I want to see. I think Prince Tay can be funny, too. I have never seen Prince Tay. So, Prince Tay, you have actually been on and did a set by yourself a little bit or you did something with Wayne?
I did like 5 minutes one time. That's it.
How did you feel about doing that?
It was cool. I think I got to work it a little more, though. I don't really like it.
You said you was supposed to go.
Yeah, 5 minutes is a long time on stage. Stand up, man. That's a long time. So shout out to him.
5 minutes is a long time. 5 minutes is a long time for real. Well, listen, yeah. I know everybody loves you, Prince Tay, as well. Everybody be looking, and I always tease them and say I be praying for him. Country always got you in there, you know, doing something. But it's just so funny, and I know Jacksonville is gonna have a great time. You guys got to get your tickets. A-Train, tell everybody where they can get their tickets. How soon should they get their tickets? Tell them what's going on. Let them know that it ain't no time to play.
Right, ain't no time to play. Get to that box office at the Times Union Center, or you can go to Ticketmaster online. And you know, also, you know, make sure you're following Country Wayne on Facebook. Make sure you're following, myself on Facebook at A-Train Live. Make sure you're following Jordan on Facebook because you never know. You know, we might be doing some giveaways. You never know. They're always doing things to promote the show. And so you want to stay tuned to that. But right now, I advise you, go get them tickets, hit the box office up, and hit Ticketmaster up, because I'm telling you, Country Wayne is coming through Duval on March 4th, and man, we're going to rip it up.
I'm telling you right now, I got two tickets for you. You need to go ahead and hit me up before the show, whoever the first person to say, hey, Dr. G, on drginaprince.com, drginaprince.com. Again, drginaprince.com, and say, hey, Dr. G, you get those two tickets. You don't want to miss this show. Jordan, before we let you go, I'm going to get all your social media, but I want to ask you, people, you know, that don't know, how long have you been in comedy?
2.5 years.
2.5 years. And I don't know if anybody knows, when you look up Jordan Jackson, and please, I hope, but you wear the hat, you know what I mean? And you kind of look like, I don't want to, you know, who do people say you kind of look like? I'm going to let you say it.
Yeah, you know, they try to say I look like Jimmy Walker, but I'm trying to tell you, Jimmy Walker ain't never been this damn fine. So, I mean, I don't know what they seeing. but it's funny, though. It's funny because I really didn't like the JJ thing, really, until Cat Williams came up to me and was like, bro, you have got to use that, because it's the elephant in the room. People are saying, he said, I heard him in the audience and thought he looked just like JJ. So you say you got to use it and embrace it. And, you know,
yes.
So he gave me some great advice, and I kind of rode with it. But it's like, yeah, okay, you know, do what you got to do. But now, nah, I'm fine.
You are fine, Jordan Jackson. He is cute, y'all. But listen, check this out. What I love about it is that you have, it's like reinvented, though. And it's really, you take it on to your own level. It's just a spin. It's just a little bit of him, but it's
right.
A lot of you. And that's the thing. It's more current. It's not a throwback at all. It's definitely
right.
Current. And just like anything else, Adidas, Shell Toes, all of that, you know, we reinvent and things like that. But you can't help
yourself.
That you do look like him. But my thing is, you are so funny, and I've seen skits. You do skits as well, and you have a lot of people that come in and be. How do you get people to do skits with you like that on a regular?
It's crazy because people really just they reach out. They see the hard work. They see the hard, you know, the work ethic, and people gravitate to people that are, you know, that are really trying hard and are serious about their craft. And I mean, you know, people just come out of the woodworks, you know, to be able to work with people like Shaq and then to be so young in the game, and somebody like Country Wayne to open the door and, you know, let me perform on his platform, and then to be one of the first people that he actually shot a real skit with, it's just a straight blessing and proof that, you know, hard work is going to always pay off.
I think it's very impressive, you know, that, you know, people's careers are taking off so quickly in this time, 2 years, 1 year. But people don't know that it's been like a grind and a figuring out and a process before, you know, they actually got to see it all. But just to see how quickly it's happening, you say 2 years, and then Prince say you got your 5 minutes, and don't sleep on 5 minutes, man, because hosting
don't
the show for 5 minutes is eternity, I'm telling you.
Well, I ain't trying to tell you 5 minutes could be an eternity or really, really quick. I don't know how that sex goes.
Absolutely, brother.
Well, listen, what I love about this show is that you're getting a wide variety of some of everything. And what I love, you guys in Jacksonville and surrounding areas, because it's the weekend. Listen, you guys can go, come from everywhere. You can come. Listen, if I can drive from, where did I drive from, Jacksonville to Charleston, or Charleston, you need to come out, Columbia, South Carolina, you need to come out. Who else, A-Train, everybody, Miami,
yeah.
Need to come out. I stopped through Miami to the Universal Soul Circus on my way to Augusta, Georgia from Miami. So you can actually, Miami, come for a night or come for couple of hours and go and see these people in their show, because they are going to bring it. They give their all, their body, they moving, they dancing. I'm saying comedy has evolved so much because people are now starting to put their whole self in it. I love to see how Country Wayne is all over the stage. I mean, stage. And Jordan, I know by your skits that I've seen that you all over the stage. And, you know, A-Train, you get everybody involved. It's a great show. And again, A-Train, let everybody know who's on the bill, who's on the show.
They got, of course, you got Country Wayne headlining. Then you got your dude that's been riding with him since day one, Jordan Jackson. He's ripping the stage. Then you got me, comedian A-Train. Then they added Shay Clemens to the show. You got Nod Ross to the show. And you got a special poet by the name of Moses West. And I'm telling you, all of these people that's on this show is fire. But here's the cool part about it. In Jacksonville, when you look at folks who actually got, like, you know, a following, you know what I'm saying, and doing big things. That's not to say the ones who ain't on the show, they ain't got big things popping. But what I'm saying is you got some of the heavy hitters here in the city. We're all on the same ticket at the same time. So this show going to be right, man.
I need to be there. I need to be there. I feel the hype. I need to be there. Listen, you guys, I got two tickets now. Whoever's the first one, I haven't checked my email yet, but if you have not gone on drginaprince.com, you need to do that right now and get your free tickets. All you got to do is say, hey, Dr. G, and you get those two free tickets, absolutely free, to go and get your funny on. And Prince say, I vote you in to get your 3 to 5 minutes. I know Prince say, like, yeah, now I'm hype. I'm ready to get in. Listen, and Country Wayne done got his rest on, y'all. He going to get his business taken care of. He's getting it all taken care of because he's been on the road nonstop. And he going to be ready to bring that fire to you, Duval, Jacksonville, Florida. So you need to be there. Get your tickets right now. I can hear the phones ringing right now. I can hear Ticketmaster is blowing up right now because y'all buying the tickets. Right. Jordan, please let everybody know how can they follow you on all your social media.
Who is Jordan Jackson across the board?
Across the board, who everywhere. He's everywhere. He's everywhere. How about Prince? Tell people that don't know, where can people follow Country Wayne?
You follow Country Wayne at Wayne Coley on Facebook, W-A-Y-N-E Coley, and Country _ Wayne on Instagram, and Country Wayne on Snappy-Chappy.
Snap it. I gotta follow y'all on Snapchat, and he's on Twitter too. So listen, y'all go ahead and do that. This is gonna be a phenomenal, funny show. Listen, anything that A-Train is involved in, especially in Jacksonville, he ain't gonna let it go down unless it go down, y'all. So Jacksonville, Florida, you know A-Train is running it. So you better know that he gonna bring it. And Country Wayne, he got love for the South, so he gonna bring it. And Jordan Jackson got nothing but love for the South, so he gonna bring it. And all of the rest of those on the bill. Listen, I want to thank every last one of you all for joining, everybody around the world that listens to Dr. Gina's radio chat. And I'm telling you, y'all gonna have a full house. I know it. I'm trying to be there myself. This is a hot ticket. Thank you so much, Prince Tay. Tell Country Wayne that we got nothing but love for him here, right here on Dr. Gina's radio chat. Y'all welcome all the time, anytime. And Jordan Jackson, got nothing but love for you. I want to see you do your thing, man. Got nothing but love for you. And you are always welcome here at Dr. Gina's radio chat. Anything you got going on, just hit me up, okay?
All right. I appreciate that.
You are so welcome. All right, Prince Tay, love you. He gone. Okay, A-Train, you still on with me?
I'm here. I'm right here. Man, okay, that's going to be right this week.
It's going to be popping. I'm telling you, I'm trying to get there. I hate that I missed last week. The energy last week was amazing and the same energy. But you know what? You just got that energy. They love you in Jacksonville. Anytime your name is on something, you know they're going to come out and support no matter what. So that's what I love. Are you excited?
I'm grateful for that. You know, a lot of people, you know, they give their hometowns, and it ain't just in Jacksonville. You know, you see it across the country where you'll run across people who kind of, you know, they, you know, cross off stories about not having support in their hometown. you know, and that is just not my story. That's just not my story, and I'm grateful to that, and I'm grateful for the people that support me. So those of you that's listening, if you see my name and hear about me being on this show, I definitely want Team A-Train to come out in full force so that we can support this show on Saturday at the Times Union. So I'm really grateful, and I thank God for my followers and my supporters here in this city. I ain't got nothing but love and great stories for my city. So that's just me.
And you definitely rep your city really strong. And what I really love about that is that, you know, it's like a wave that's really pushing you out there. And even though the seeds are going everywhere, A-Train, you're spreading out. People are knowing who you are. It's just the climb is just going to be worth the catapult. You know what I'm saying? And that's what I'm enjoying seeing, because I can anticipate the catapult. Like, people might think this is it, but I just feel in my spirit that something is brewing, honey. Oh, my God. And once it pops, it ain't never, ever, ever going to be no turning back. I just can feel it in my spirit, and I'm just claiming it, and I come in agreement with that. It's just, this is just, people seeing these leapy waves, honey. It's a tidal wave about to come on, and it's just, it's about to push you right on. And I'm so excited about it. I'm so excited about your future and everything that's going down. And then just these different experiences that you're having. It's like there's no limit to your connecting. You know what I mean? Like, you're in this arena, then you're in this arena, then you're over here in this arena, and then you're humble so you can blend with this arena. You see what I'm saying? And it's like, it's all just saturating. It's just seeds being thrown out. I just love
it. And I'm really, you know, I'm really grateful to God. I really am, about what has happened, because I was asked this question on the chat TV show the other day, and she was asking me about Henny. She was asking me about, you know, like, what is it that I have to kind of add, you know, the icing on the cake of this whole comedy thing? Like, what is it that I'm doing or that I can bring? And I didn't get a chance to finish my thoughts, you know, on the show, because I
let please finish it here on Dr. Gina's radio show.
and that thing is, you know, I understand that my lane is uniquely straight up the middle, where, you know, you have people that I appeal to who probably kind of, like, I guess for lack of a better term, they operate over in the secular world, you know, but my comedy is funny enough, you know, or our brand is funny enough or attractive enough to bring in the people from the secular side and get their attention. And then it's also warm enough to where the Christian community aren't offended by what's happening on stage. And then it also is clean enough to where all age groups can embrace it. So it's a real unique spot, you know, that that God has given me. And I'm honored to walk in and to stand there and claim my space, because no, it's not Christian comedy. No, it's not secular comedy. It's just funny. You know what I mean? And it's right up the middle. You know, it ain't vulgar. It ain't, you know, explicit. It's right up the middle. And at the end of the day, it appeals to all masses. So that's why, you know, you see me on so many platforms. You know, you can see me doing the Kings and Queens of Hip Hop tour. And then you can see me over here doing the tour with Willie Moore Jr., you know, or you can see me opening up for Erica Campbell, you know. So it's like, it's straight up the middle, man, of all ages. You know, you on stage with Patti LaBelle or the Isley Brothers or Kirk Franklin. It's like, you know, although the stages may change, but the comedy and the brand doesn't change. And it's not too many people that has the opportunity to say that that's how they rock. So I'm privileged, Dr. Gina. I really am, to how people have responded and welcomed what I have.
And you know what? And I think at this time, you know, this is what people need to come together. I think there's so much power in that. You know, I've done both. I've been in one lane, and I'm always going to represent that lane. I think we've talked about that before. But the thing is that when God expands your territory, it's so much more broadness of seeing joy and happiness and love and community and unity if you are able to, you know, be able to reach the masses. You can't be reaching the masses of one particular group. You have the masses is everybody. You know what I'm saying?
Right,
and when that was prophesied over me and my limitations and my understanding, of course, I put it in a box. But then the more I kept walking and seeing what God had in me and what he was doing with the gift, like he's doing with your gift, I got a clear understanding what masses is. And to represent to the masses has got to be stability in who you are, but yet you're able to appeal to so many people because of who you are and what's in you. You see what I'm saying? What is in you is what is drawing people of the masses to you. So I think it's great the way you're still standing, you know, your ground, but yet you, oh my God, but what I love, and I didn't want this to turn to the whole full interview, but it's so interesting, just your walk. And those that are in comedy, that are listening, they need to hear this because it's so important to hear all walks of life in this field. And what I love is that when you are in the audience and you're joning on people, it's as if... It's not the Joan and Ned like type of thing where you're like scared, like, I don't want to sit in the front. I mean, people want to sit in the front because you make people feel like we're aunts and uncles and cousins. You know what I'm saying?
And it's like,
this is stuff that always happens. And child, you know he was going to tell you about that shirt. I don't even know why you wore it. You know what I'm saying? It's like it make you feel like you at the Christmas family gathering or something, and that this is how it goes down. We shooting dominoes, we playing spades, and we joning on each other. And it's funny and it's comfortable, and it's some way that you do it where it's love in it. You know what I'm saying? It's a gift. It's a gift. It's definitely a gift, A-Train.
I appreciate it. I definitely enjoy it, and I enjoy people, man. You know what I mean? We just did the show Saturday night in Valdosta, and it was between 500 to 600 people in there, this private banquet that they had. And, man, we just had a good time. And it was like one of the things that they said was, we appreciate how you involve the people. So, you know, and I'm telling you, that's just where it's at for me. That's where
I love it. Well, listen, you still got so much to tell us. We're going to go on to Pamela Luhin's 5 Minutes to Success. Can you stay on a little bit longer and tell us what else is coming up for you after the show? And we got to talk about the awards and stuff. We got to talk a little bit about the hair and all of that. We got to talk about that. Okay, we're going to go right into a commercial break, and then we're going to go right to 5 Minutes to Success with Pamela Luhin. Stay with us on Dr. Gina's Radio Chat.
Hi, my name is Gina R. Prince, and I am super excited about sharing with you my new fitness DVD called Health and Soul. Health and Soul, what does that mean? Well, for me, one day when I was praying and speaking with the Lord, and he ministered to me, he put that in my spirit, health and soul. And he said the meaning of that is that I want people to be healthy, and I want their souls to be healed and whole as well. He said wholeness. And so as the time has gone by, God has really ministered to me about what he wants from the body of Christ as far as us being whole. He wants our mind healed and whole. He wants our body healed and whole. He wants our souls healed and whole. And so this is the beginning of the journey.
How do you feel when your alarm clock goes off for work each morning? What's the first battle in your mind? Fuel up on God's Word every weekday with Dr. Steve Green's podcast, At Work with God, so that you have the strength and energy to stay kingdom-minded all day. You can also listen to Dr. Green's leadership podcast, Green Lines, for devotions on spirit-led leadership. And check out his new book, Love Leads, which will be released later this year. Imagine how you would feel after listening to daily words of hope, life, and encouragement. Find At Work with God and Green Lines on iTunes, Google Play, or cpnshows.com.
What it is, everybody, it's your boy Country Wayne, Mr. Swag Right and Everything, and I'm on Dr. Gina's Radio Chat.
Welcome to 5 Minutes to Success. I am Pamela Lu Hing, the author of Pink Slip to Powerhouse, 12 Steps to Next. If you have ever been downsized and know you have a multitude of gifts waiting to be unwrapped, this 5 Minutes is for you. If you are currently employed but have a passion, vision, and desire beyond where you are, keep on listening. And finally, if you're an entrepreneur who feels like you are fighting an uphill battle, get your notebook and pen ready. 5 Minutes to Success is designed to set a foundation to move you from your passion and purpose into building a business you love. Last month, I shared step number 11 of my book, Building Your List and the Science Behind the Sale. This month, we will cover step number 12, When Passion and Experience Unite. For as long as I can remember, business has intrigued me, and I've been surrounded by entrepreneurs. My entire life, especially the last several years, has led to this very moment. I've been entrenched in studying and gathering resources and building my arsenal just for you, myself, and others who take the risk and move out of their comfort zone. Entrepreneurship is indeed the cornerstone of this country. It is not for the faint of heart, but for the few who dare to step out on faith and use their God-given talents to change a life and make an impact in our world. One of the most challenging tasks of entrepreneurship is not running the business, but managing yourself. People tend to forget about the other important aspects of self, like spiritual growth, taking care of your health and well-being, and the importance of spending time with family. My prayer is that you take care of you and equip yourself with the ability to create a strong foundation on which to grow. Remember, you are the most important asset to your business. If you embrace entrepreneurship, so many benefits await you, like writing your own paycheck and giving yourself a raise when you want one. You have an opportunity to be your own boss. Schedule your business around things that really matter to you, like picking your children up from school and instead of sending them to Latchkey, taking care of an ailing parent, or playing golf during the middle of the day. You control with whom you work and have the capacity to create a legacy for those closest to you. The tax advantages are many, but most important, you are investing your time versus spending your time on something that is not yours. Your business belongs to you. One of the wisest decisions you can make as a business owner is to create a success team. It will prevent you from reinventing the wheel, give you the resources and support you need, and give you the reason to persevere during the difficult days. You will make mistakes, and I promise you, I could write another book on mine. But remember, those mustard seed opportunities are small moments in time that grow into great lessons to live by and pass on to future generations. If you are stuck in the world of procrastination and telling yourself one day you will start your business, and you've been saying it for the past 20 years now, today is your day. If you've been downsized and released to pursue your dreams, today is your day. Remember, perhaps you are already in business and have hit a brick wall. You've been arrested by self-doubt and the negative thoughts are holding you hostage. I want you to keep in mind the story of the donkey and the well, written by an unknown but skillful author. One day, the farmer's donkey fell down into a well. The animal cried piteously for hours as the farmer tried to figure out what to do. Finally, he decided the animal was old and the well needed to be covered up anyway. It just wasn't worth it to retrieve the donkey. He invited all of his neighbors to come over and help him. They all grabbed a shovel and began to shovel dirt into the well. At first, the donkey realized what was happening and cried horribly. Then, to everyone's amazement, he quieted down. A few shovel loads later, the farmer finally looked down into the well. He was astonished at what he saw. With each shovel of dirt that hit his back, the donkey was doing something amazing. He would shake it off and take a step up. As the farmer's neighbors continued to shovel dirt on top of the animal, he would shake it off and take a step up. Pretty soon, everyone was amazed as the donkey stepped up over the edge of the well and happily trotted off. Life is going to shovel dirt on you, all kinds of dirt, especially in business. The trick to getting out of the well is to shake it off and take a step up. Each of our troubles is a stepping stone. We can get out of the deepest wells just by not stopping, never giving up. Shake it off and take a step up. As an entrepreneur, there will be days that you fall into a place of darkness where light seemingly cannot be found. It is during those times you should remember the donkey and the well story. Do what the donkey did, shake it off, and step it up. After I was downsized for the third time, I read a book that lit my soul on fire and set me into motion, The Shack by William Paul Young. He said, if anything matters, then everything matters. Because you are important, everything you do is important. Every time you forgive, the universe changes. Every time you reach out and touch a heart or a life, the world changes. With every kindness and service, seen or unseen, my purposes are accomplished and nothing will ever be the same again. Embrace your imperfections and don't get distracted by what others say. Remember, success is created in imperfection. You have been blessed with everything you need to do what you have been called to do. The world is waiting for you. The question is, are you ready? This ends today's 5 Minutes to Success. If you want to learn more, visit my website at www.pamelaluhing.com. That's PamelaLuehing.com. And please follow my Facebook page at facebook.com/PLuhing. Until next month, turn your passion and purpose into a business you love. Back to you, Dr. Gina.
Well, all right, Pamela Luhing, that was amazing. I read the book Shaq. Have you ever read the book, The Shaq, A-Train? Have you heard of the book Shaq? I don't know where A-Train is. But anyway, the book Shaq
I'm
is
here.
Really good.
Can you hear me now?
Oh, okay. Yeah, I can hear you, honey. Okay. Have you ever read the Shaq? Have you heard of it?
I heard about that that book because of, like, Tracy and her friends. And that was a couple of years ago. And then, you know, you hear this buzz around, you know, little book clubs and people be talking about this book and talking about this book. And then I think they made a movie off of that as well, right?
Yeah, they do. It's out now, actually. So I didn't finish the book, but doggone it, the movie is out. That's all. I should have finished the book. But Pamela always brings great, insightful information and always great. Take care of you. I love when she says that, and always have a strategy and a plan and look out for you and make room for you to do what you need to do for your business. It's so important. So now that we got the business out the way, we're getting ready to go right into my girl, Elizabeth Brooks. See, she tore me up this morning. Elizabeth Brooks, fitness trainer in D.C. She's going to bring us Fitness 5 Minutes. Hi, Elizabeth. Welcome.
Thank you. Hey, Gina. How's it going?
I'm doing good. A-Train's on with us today because, you know, we're trying to – I want him to come on every single time you're on. Because
A-Train, I have something for you today, okay? Even you can do this, and you will love it, okay? So today I
thought
it
would be great if we –
No, listen. No. Listen, I wanted to talk to you, everybody, today about flexibility. And I've been on this huge tangent with my clients and with my classes all week. And Gina just came from class, and, you know, I just about brutalized her with a particular stretch. But one of the things that I wanted to say is that even though most people focus on the cardio, you know how, you know, everybody feels like they, you know, they got to go for walks and they got to jog, and all of that is definitely important. But remember, cardiovascular exercises are just for your heart and lungs. And then, you know, people are starting to get into the whole strength training thing. That's good. You've got to do weights at least twice a week. But we don't talk about flexibility enough, and I really wanted to tap into that today. Flexibility is a huge important part of every, should be a huge important part of everyone's fitness program. And the amount of time that we spend stretching and working on our range of motion is really not a good indicator for its importance in our workouts. You know, most people spend 5-10 minutes doing it at the end of their workouts. Some people stretch at the beginning of their workouts, which is not the appropriate time to stretch. Remember, when you're stretching, you should be doing that post-workout when your muscles are really warm. But we want to make sure that we're spending good quality time lengthening our muscles and joints. Flexibility and stretching are a really important part of helping you to recover from exercise. And all of those muscle contractions that you're doing when you're doing your cardio and your strength training, you want to do those opposing exercise movements, stretching and flexibility movements that are going to help those muscles recover from the workout that you just performed. And a lot of times we spend so much time focused on the cardio and the strength training that we spend so little time on the flexibility. And then when we get injuries, it tends to be because we're inflexible. Either the hamstrings, our backs are inflexible, the hips are inflexible. So I want to really encourage people to do at least 10 to 15 minutes of stretching after every single workout, whether that is cardio or whether that is strength training. Put the time into the recovery so that you can, your body is ready for the next workout. But it also, remember, stretching really helps decrease the number of injuries that we're getting. And I see a lot of hamstring pulls and groin pulls. People have issues with the hips. And a lot of this is because we're not stretching enough. So I really want to encourage people to really spend that time stretching. That's so essential to the workout. Even when we're doing our workouts, you know, in class and everything, Gina, I'm really only able to spend 5 minutes stretching. That's nowhere near enough time. So a lot of times people think of yoga as stretching. Yoga is not purely stretching. Yoga is also body weight resistance training. So remember, that's a combination thing. But you do get some great stretches in yoga. So if people are incorporating yoga into their weekly exercise routines, that's a great way to include some additional stretching.
Well, my thing is, I think... My thing is, I know it's important. It is so important, and everything she said is so accurate. I think the reason why people shy away from stretching, Elizabeth, is because it hurts. it really does. It hurts.
And it hurts because people don't spend enough time doing it. It's like this horrible cycle.
Oh, my
if
God.
If you stretch more,
it
hurts less. But if you don't stretch, it hurts more. It's like this horrible cycle, so...
Yeah, I get that.
So you're saying
we were doing a great IT band stretch this morning, and it's a very subtle kind of thing. And when I came over there and checked your form, and, you know, we went through the correct technique, and you're like, oh, wow, so stretching shouldn't really feel comfortable. It should actually hurt just a little bit.
Oh, my God. I don't think people realize that, like, with massages, they hurt. I don't think people be trying to make it all romantic, but when you get a good massage, that thing hurt, okay?
That's right, and massages should be to get those knots out.
My friend Natrice Banner out in California, she lives in, she goes back and forth to Detroit and California. She gave me the last massage I had, and I'm telling you, it was brutal. I mean, but I can feel the knots in me, and she was saying, yes, you work out so much, you should be getting massages so much that, you know, just as much as equally as you work out, pretty much like every week and every, you
that's
know, at least
right.
once a month. Wow. Well,
right.
Anyway,
so
Elizabeth,
it's really important.
So how can you go ahead and tell people how can they get started briefly with, I mean, what motivation to do the stretching? I mean, because you got to pump somebody up because they know it's going to hurt. And if it doesn't hurt, they're not doing it right. So,
right,
so
exactly.
How can you motivate someone to stick with it? Like, is there a time frame if they do it every day for how many minutes that it will eventually get a little bit easier for us?
It does. And in fact, A-Train, I hope you're listening, but this is
yep.
If you do it for 10 minutes a day, it really does make a big difference. And people should make sure that whatever the stretches you're doing, let's say you're doing a really basic hamstring stretch with one leg in the air and one leg, you know, straight out, and your hip is bent at 90 degrees, make sure you're holding those stretches at least 20 to 30 seconds per stretch.
Wow.
It takes your muscles about 20 seconds to release into the stretch. So if you only, like, you know, you'll see people, you know, and they'll pull up the leg and then switch. But, you know, if it's only a 5 second, you know, 10 second stretch, it's not doing you any good. It's not actually
wow.
improving your flexibility at all. So make sure you're holding those stretches at least 20 to 30 seconds, 10 minutes a day. You can do it while you're watching your favorite program on TV. Just go ahead and hit the floor and go into a couple of those stretches. It really doesn't take much. You can do a lot of stretches even seated. So
And it's good for you, A-Train, too, because you're standing up a lot, you know, in your work.
Yeah.
And with your hips, you want to make sure your lower back and your hips are being, I'm telling you, like, I know, so, you know, I need a smack on my hand because I don't do it at all. But I can literally feel that the more that I'm, you know, standing up, the more that I'm working out and things like that, I can feel the tension in my hips and my lower back.
The tension and the tightness. That's right.
Yeah. So I know for you, this would be good, A-Train. You need to go on and yeah. just stretch.
I went to a hot ballet exercise one time with Faith. And they had this little Asian lady as the instructor. She's only about 4'3". You know what I'm saying? And she's bending over, doing all these exercises, trying to lead us into these things. It's about 85 degrees in this room, you know.
Oh, my God.
She's bending over. She has her forearm on the floor, with her legs straight, and she's bent over, and she's trying to tell us to do the same thing. I'm like, ma'am, you're already close to the floor. I just want to take the floor for me to get down there. And I'm telling you, I didn't last. I didn't last the full class. I didn't.
I think A Train Goes Places literally funny. So,
I can't imagine
what would make you feel a ballerina, hot ballerina class.
It was a mixture between like ballet and like I guess you would call Pilates. So it's like a mixture of those exercises.
Oh my god, that's so funny.
They had me in a position. I was like, ma'am, there is no reason in life that I would ever need to be in this position. I'm good. I'm fine. Whatever muscle we're trying to get
to, if I have an event
like this, I will be fine.
Well, listen, Elizabeth, exactly where can the listeners follow you at? What social media?
Listen, anybody who has a question, remember you can always email me or go to my website. My email address is ebrooksofthinkingcorrectly.com, and my website is www.thinkingcorrectly.com, all one word, okay?
Thinking correctly. See, that's such a positive message. And listen,
yes, ma'am.
You need to go, if you're in the D.C. area, look her up for personal fitness training. She's amazing. She don't take no mess. And it's like, don't be a baby. That's right. All right, Elizabeth, you know you're my sister in fitness. Love you, and in Christ, love you always, and I'll see you again soon.
I love you, too. Love you both. You both take care. Bye-bye.
All right, thank you. All right, we're just going to go right into it. A-Train, what is going on with these Oscars? What is going on with Halle Berry's hair? I love you, Holly, but what was up with the hair?
Listen, it is a hot mess. She must have started going to get her hair done by Corrine Brown. Congresswoman Corrine Brown must start doing her hair or something. Listen, it is a hot mess. It's a mixture between an oak tree and a bird's nest. I don't know.
Oh, my gosh.
When she showed up on that red carpet, she proved to these judges why she should lose every custody battle in court because of her hair.
The lady, I don't know all of the actresses' names, but she was talking to somebody, and I know she was looking at her hair like, what is going on? I kept looking at their communication, and she was trying to say, you look beautiful, but she kept looking at her hair.
It was a mess. And you know, they always think Halle Berry is crazy anyway. They've been saying that for years.
Since day one, poor thing. Since day one, for real. She fine, but she crazy.
I know she played Catwoman, but it looks like she had a few cats in her hair. Like, what is all of that?
A-Train, what about Warren Beatty and Faye Dunaway and the whole mix-up? What you think about that?
Oh my God. You know what? That's why people have to be careful. When you point your finger, you got three fingers pointing back to you. So how they talked about Steve Harvey, listen, it wasn't many moons later. They did the same thing. So man, listen, I thought it was crazy. But I definitely want to give a shout out to Viola Davis for doing her thing.
Oh yeah, beautiful. She's so pretty.
Yes. She done made history, man. Receiving like she has an award in every category for an actress, man. So
I mean, she did her thing. I was just talking about comedian Natrice earlier. It's so funny. I'm talking about her a lot today. She reminds me of Viola Davis. She looks so pretty in her red dress, and she just so down to earth. That lady is such a powerful actress. I mean, goosebumps. When you see her, you can feel it, you know. It's like a rumble, a thunder. It's powerful. Yeah.
You know what I appreciate about her what's the lady played in Waiting to Exhale? What's her name? She played Tina Turner. What's her name?
Angela Bassett.
Yeah, what I appreciate about Viola Davis and Angela Bassett is they just remind you of real people that you know.
Yes.
You know what I'm saying? They're approachable, you know what I'm saying, or relatable. And yes. I really dig that, to be on the level that they're on in Hollywood, but yet even when they're off screen, they portray a certain character and a certain person that is still in touch with the people. You know what I mean? Because a lot of times Hollywood, you know, a lot of celebrities, they seem so out of reach, you know, in their whole persona. But people like Viola Davis, you can see her in all of her glory on that stage and on that screen doing her thing. But at the same time, you probably wouldn't be, you know, shocked if you walked into Walmart and saw her.
Exactly. Yes. Yes. Indeed. On a Dollar Tree. On a Dollar Tree.
Right. Right. I really do appreciate that.
Well, listen, let's go on to the topic of the whole week, though. Remy Ma and Nicki Minaj, what the hip-hop, yes. This is hip-hop at its finest. What's your thoughts about that?
Listen, I'm waiting to see what Nicki gonna do. Now, they trying to say that that Remy been rehearsing this thing for since she was locked up, you know.
Oh!
Like it wasn't just a fresh, you know, like a fresh disc, you know, like this. This has been something that she's been working on and been brewing for some time. So they got a clip out on social media now where they're showing Remy and they're showing, you know, Nicki kind of looking at Remy's, you know, practice session, so to speak, for the whole diss track. So it's interesting, man. It's interesting. But I got to give it to her. It was hard.
It was like murder to the first degree. I mean, I'm serious. I ain't heard a diss like that. I mean, I don't even know from no chicks at all in all the history of hip-hop that I've been listening. I ain't never heard something so brutal. She came at her like a straight-up dude. I mean, she came hard. Right. And, Wendy Williams gave her till midnight 2 days ago, and we ain't heard nothing from Nicki. I don't know. We might have to give her a fair exchange if Remy Ma had all that time. Maybe Nicki need about a week or a month or so. I don't know.
Right. It was like Remy reached back, how Jamie Foxx reached back when he was playing that role in Django. And he was beating that white man with that whip. It was like Remy reached way back and gathered up all her feelings that she ever had towards that Nicki Minaj and just let it rip. I was like, good Lord. You know,
she went so hard, man. Juicy. My son said they was talking about it in school, child. And he only in middle school. They've been talking about it. Well, listen, we all anticipating, Nicki, and you're always welcome on Dr. Gina's radio chat. And Remy Ma, you too. Got love for you too, sis. Listen, A-Train, so tell everybody we already know Jacksonville, and I'm hoping when I get off of here, I know I'm going to see a winner, but if you haven't done it yet, you better go, because I might be able to do two more now for the second person that goes on DrGinaPrince.com and say, hey, Dr. G, and if you are the first or the second one, I got two tickets for the first and two tickets for the second. All right? And that's in Jacksonville, Florida. Everybody, y'all need to be there. What's going on, A-Train, with you after this Friday? What's coming up?
I'm still on tour with Willie Moore Jr., Happily After All book tour. I'll be performing at Nocatee April 1st. That's coming up. And right here in Jacksonville, Florida, in Nocatee, I'll be performing out there. And then, of course, you know, we're pushing and promoting the next A-Train Live, which is on April 21st. We got Bo, last name Dacious, coming down here from Virginia Beach, and he's going to be hitting the stage with this band. So go ahead and get them tickets and come rock with us, people.
And you can get him on all social media at Do It Again and see what's happening, right?
That's it.
He's on everything.
My website. Yeah, I'm on everything. I'm going to Do It Again and see what happens on Instagram. I'm on A-Train Live on Twitter and Facebook. And my website, you can hit me up at www.comedianatrain.com. So get in touch with me.
Yes, and you all know I'm on everything. I need y'all to go on Dr. Gina's Radio Chat Facebook and Health and Soul Facebook page. Go on drginaprince.com, myhealthandsoul.com. I'm on all social media, Dr. Gina R. Prince, Gina R. Prince, Twitter, all that stuff. Go on and follow me. You know what it is. All right, I love you all. Thank you for listening. Thank you so much for sitting with me this whole time, A-Train. You always bring the funny trending topics, and Elizabeth Brooks, we're going to whip you in shape, me and her together, before it's all said and done. And listen, I love you guys out there. Live healthy, live whole, live in your destiny. You know I love you. Loving you, Dr. Gina.
Dr. Gina's Radio Chat. Live healthy, live whole, living in destiny. Loving you, Dr. Gina.